Regulators have been testing the air and water near the site of the train derailment in East Palestine, but the dark plume that resulted from burning vinyl chloride covered the sky and left a residue on many homes and farms in the area. Experts say this residue needs to be tested. The Allegheny Front's Julie Grant spoke with environmental experts about the chemicals involved and how they could affect the soil, animals, and people.
David and Elaine Anderson and their seven kids run Echo Valley Farm in New Galilee, Pennsylvania. They sell grass-fed beef, raise chickens for eggs and meat, and grow a big garden.
We grow about 80% of our food here. Our Thanksgiving dinners, we pride ourselves on 100% home-raised, everything on the table.
On Monday, February 6th, like just about everyone else near the Norfolk Southern train derailment, they heard there was going to be a planned release of vinyl chloride from the derailed tanker cars. Anderson, a retired air traffic controller and self-proclaimed wind nerd, sent up his drone to get a look at what was going on 4.2 miles to their west.
When I got the drone up, I could see this massive and getting bigger cloud. Thick, black, couldn't see through it.
Anderson said the sky looked ominously like nighttime. And after dinner, when their son went to the porch, they realized what was going on outside.
He came back in and said, "It smells really bad out here." So then we went out, and instantly, you know, my mouth was burning and my tongue was starting to swell up and lips were burning, eyes were watering. I said, "We got to go." We went in and said, "Hey, everybody, get your bags. Let's get going." So that's what we did.
They drove to the home of their adult daughter, who's pregnant, 7 miles north.
But we had to leave all the animals and stuff behind. I mean, you know, there's about 100 animals or so on this farm, and you can't take them, you know, and that's a pretty difficult decision.
Anderson came back to feed the dogs and donkeys, chickens and cows, and then a few days after the evacuation, the whole family returned home.
That's when I noticed the soot on the cars or the black residue, whatever it was, on the cars.
Lots of people in the area reported finding black soot like that on their cars, playground equipment, even in their houses. Anderson wiped some of it up with a cloth, concerned it might be contaminated. And his lawyer has sent it out to get tested. Anderson is a lead plaintiff in one of the numerous class action lawsuits filed by residents against Norfolk Southern. But soot and soil tests can be expensive, and there are a limited number of labs that perform them. Standing by the cow paddock, watching his 25 Angus cross cows eat hay, he worries about what the animals breathed in and what will happen when it's time for them to graze grass on the surrounding fields. Now, he just wants answers.
You know, something happened, and my animals experienced something as well. People eat them. You know, I mean, it's beef, so you want to know if it's okay, if it's safe.
Regulators and the rail company say the air and water in East Palestine has tested safe. But at a press conference 10 days after the burning of vinyl chloride, regulators said they were not testing any surfaces. Here's Ohio EPA Director Ann Vogel.
That testing is not currently being done in terms of surface testing by the state of Ohio. We haven't found a significant, we haven't found residue. Where we've been looking, the nature of the controlled release was such that those materials combusted and dissipated into the air.
But there are residents who have reported sooty residue, and some experts say it should be tested.
From a long-term impact of this, you have to look at the soot.
Matt Simsek is an environmental chemist at the University of Minnesota. He studies the movement of chemicals like vinyl chloride in air and water. He says it's bad enough to have vinyl chloride escape into the environment, but in this case, the vinyl chloride was burned.
Burning vinyl chloride, you have to worry about creating dioxins. So dioxins are a molecule that we know we can get from burning plastics. Dioxin is also was a major component of things like Agent Orange, the defoliant in Vietnam. So dioxins are not good.
According to the U.S. EPA, dioxins are a group of chemicals, and they're formed from burning things like wood, coal, or oil. Dioxins persist in the environment, and background levels are found all over the place. Dioxins are also highly toxic and can interfere with hormones, cause cancer, damage the immune system, and cause reproductive and developmental problems. The two U.S. senators from Ohio, Sherrod Brown and J.D. Vance, sent a letter to the Ohio and U.S. EPA urging them to immediately coordinate regular testing and monitoring for dioxins in East Palestine and the surrounding area. Because regulators have not tested for it, it's not known for sure if dioxins were created and spread through the community in that thick black cloud. Simsek says if that did happen, dioxins would fall out with soot from the plume.
If you see soot, you're going to have nasty contaminants stuck to that soot because that's how it was formed, right? You're forming these things at the exact same time. And these chemicals like to stick to things like soot. If I were in charge of the world, I would be sampling that for contaminants to make sure that people are not being exposed to this stuff.
Murray McBride, an environmental toxicologist and professor emeritus at Cornell University, studies the uptake of contamination in the soil by crops, animals, and humans. He says the soil should also be tested to see if it's contaminated with dioxins.
And if you have grazing cattle or grazing livestock of any kind, they can pick up these toxins.
McBride says dioxins can concentrate in the fat of an animal and wind up in the eggs of a chicken or the milk of a cow. The EPA estimates that 90% of human dioxin exposure is from eating meat, dairy products, and fish.
Yeah, I mean, grass-fed beef and grazing dairy animals, they're all going to be susceptible to this kind of contamination. So that can get into the meat.
But when it comes to cows eating the grass, McBride says dioxins would tend to stay in the soil. So even if the ground is contaminated, new grass and other above-ground plants, like, say, tomatoes, would be safe to eat.
The only problem is if it gets dry and you have strong winds, some dust can be blown up onto the grass and so on, or onto various crops. So there is some possibility for contamination, but the crop itself does not take up these chemicals in any significant amount at all.
This all only holds true if there are dioxins in the soils. So McBride advocates for testing wherever people felt the effects of the plume and found soot or residue from it. Some environmental groups are working to assist residents with these tests. The Ohio EPA says it's developing a long-term remediation plan that will include soil testing. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Julie Grant.